Hello and welcome to a special edition of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. It's the pre-assessment tips for LBJ assessment. It's coming to you recorded Thursday, May 11th at 6:04 p.m. This is take two because I hit the music, forgot to hit record, started talking, and I was recording nothing. Anyway, so we have an assessment tomorrow. Happy Friday Eve. Happy assessment Eve. It is a sunny Thursday evening. It's nice. It's warm outside, so I'm sitting on the back deck recording this. So, I gave you guys these tips while we're doing the Blookit today. You have the Blookit. The quizzes is in Wednesday's folder from yesterday. There's a Blookit I added today that you could do. It's not an assignment, but it's practice. One thing to remember, not all the questions are worded the same. But all this information that was on the quizzes, all the information on the Blookit, you have the class notes, you have the flashcards for JFK and LBJ. They're both in both StudyStack and Quizlet. That is the test. Those are all the answers to the test. The questions may not be worded identical to the quizzes questions and the Blookit questions, but the concepts are there. Those are all the test answers. So take a look at those. I also told most of the classes, a couple classes did not want to listen. I was distracted. I'm trying to give them information. So decided to put this podcast out for you guys. Things on the notes that were not good for the flashcards, not good for the Blookits. Some of the information on LBJ's background. He's from Texas. How did he get his ideas for the war on poverty? That was from teaching. A lot of you guys were able to answer this in class. He was teaching in very impoverished areas, low-income areas in Texas, and he saw what poverty was doing to people. So that became his mission. Once he got into the House and then the Senate, he eventually became Kennedy's vice president. When he took over the presidency, that war on poverty was his mantra, if you will. It was his main goal. So that was what he was trying to do as president. He was powerful on Capitol Hill, no why, which comes back to his ability to negotiate with people, be able to work with people, compromise, at times cajole them, work with them and kind of badger them a bit. But he didn't make too many enemies when he was in the Capitol, so he became very powerful. That's why he was JFK's vice president. Southerner from Texas, they needed Texas. You have a liberal Democrat from Massachusetts up in the north. You have another Democrat from Texas, turned out to be more liberal than Kennedy, at least in my opinion, but for what it's worth. Look over the notes. All the notes are posted in Schoology. Click on class notes, go to the May folder. I covered his background, how he tried to end poverty, why he was so powerful on Capitol Hill, some of the miscellaneous deets, as the cool kids call them. We talked about the Daisy commercial, the little girl picking Daisy petals, and then it goes into a nuclear countdown, shows a bomb going off. If you vote for the Republican candidate, you're going to lead us to a nuclear holocaust. It was a very controversial commercial for the time, but he went into all of that. Now, things you have to know. Like I said before, not all the questions are worded as they are in quizzes and in Blookit, but the concepts are the same. Don't memorize the questions. Understand the concepts. If you understand the concepts, you'll be fine on this assessment. As of now, I don't know how many questions there are. There's going to be a couple open-ended questions, and there's going to be multiple choice questions. Honors classes will have more open-ended questions than the regular classes. Couple other things I want to bring up. The late work is due tomorrow by 2:20 p.m. at the end of the school day. Any work that is due, that is late, you have to have it turned in. Reason being, I am off the computer 3 days next week PSSAs as the cool kids say, Keystones. I'm not allowed on a computer, so I have three less days to grade stuff. I have the current work to finish grading. And we're going to be doing assignments throughout. We only have 2 weeks left of school, really, where grades are going to be due after this week. And next week, 3 days, if not more, taking up with keystones. Those of you who are absent are going to lose class time because you're making up keystones. So we'll be doing day-to-day activities because not a lot of people will be able to make up work. We have people going on field trips. We have people missing days. It happens. So, you know, after this assessment, we're going day-to-day stuff. And I'm not going to have time to grade late work. So I don't want you doing assignments that aren't going to be graded. There are a couple enrichment assignments that are available. Check those out. Check those out. In the past podcasts, look through the descriptions. They'll tell you if there's enrichment assignments or not. Those will be due at the end of next week. I'm going to wrap things up here in a second. But first, I'm going to play a little musical number. Oh, one last thing you need to know for tomorrow's assessment. The code word is 42. That wraps it up. Look over your notes. If you have any questions, zip me an email. I'll get to you in the morning. Stop by, see me. Second period's my planning. I'm free during homeroom. Third period, I'm in North Commons for study hall. See me if you have any questions. I will talk to you later. Have a good evening. Get out and enjoy this weather.